Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Have you been out to an iCubs game to have one of those over the ivy confluences yet? I hope so. There is nothing like a confluence at one of our local games. Morning Brews brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Going to be talking about the eclipse. But first, May 4th begins our downtown farmers market.
And guess what? Just when you thought it couldn't get any bigger, and I know you love the downtown farmers market, mm-hmm. 54 new vendors, the 300 plus producers who showcase their wares on Saturdays, representing 42 different counties in the state of Iowa. There's going to be 12 new vendor spaces, 54 new vendors. If I went over the whole list, we'd be here for an hour and a half.
Well, am I going to be excited about, Wicket?
All of them. You're going to be excited about all of them, all right? So look for opening day on May 4th, downtown farmers market, and every Saturday, they're getting ready to ring the bell. You know, they should have us ring the bell.
Dear farmers market,
Heather and Wicket want to ring the bell.
We would like to ring your bell.
Hell, I think they let another one of our morning shows ring the bell. I think the ABBA station, the ABBA station, I think, got to ring the bell once. We should be down there ringing the bell.
I know.
25,000 people shop down there.
We have a bell that we ring all day, every day. We're really good at bell ringing.
That is one thing I can agree with you on. Yes, we do.
They're better at whistle blowing, and we are better at bell ringing.
49th year of the Des Moines Farmers Market kicks off Saturday, May 4th. It's my wedding anniversary.
May the 4th be with you.
And you can walk up and down all around Court Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Water Street from May through September. 7:30 to noon.
Eclipse. It's happening. You're going to need glasses.
12:43, the event begins. And we're not in the path. I just love saying path of totality. That just sounds like such a badass way to put it. But like the path of this thing doesn't fly over Iowa.
It's still going to be cool, though. Everybody acts like you have to be in the path of totality. It's still going to be cool. It's like when you get into the concert and you buy the lawn seats,
mm-hmm.
it's still cool.
It's still a cool event.
You don't have the path of totality from your eyes to the lead singer's mouth, but it's still cool.
Get your glasses. There are a bunch of watch parties going on all around central Iowa.
We want people to be able to experience and really truly enjoy that opportunity. And also maybe it will spark a little wonder and curiosity in everyone, not just our earliest learners, but also our lifelong learners.
That's
as well.
Amy Hawk from the Science Center of Iowa. They're partnering with Drake to do a party today. Story County has one of the conservation, Dallas County conservation viewing party going on as well. So there are places for you to go and hang out and watch this if you're not just going to sit in your backyard and stare up at the sun.
Now, a couple of tips from YouTube. This is astronomer, author, and educator Ed Ting.
The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but by happy coincidence, it is also 400 times further away. So from our perspective, they are the same size. See your first eclipse, photograph your second. And I have seen this personally, where there is an eclipse and the person is not looking up, they're fiddling with their camera, and then before you know it, the eclipse is gone. You never saw it. And you didn't get the picture.
That is easy to say
yes.
When you don't have to wait like 20 years for the next one.
By the way, no one cares about your eclipse pictures. They're not going to be good from your phone. It's like people who record fireworks on the 4th of July. No one cares. You're never going to watch them again. Trust me, the pictures you can see online from actual photographers are going to be better than your camera phone taking pictures of a dot in the sky. So don't even record it. Don't even take pictures of it. 158 is when it'll be at the max coverage. 84% of the sun will be blocked out by the moon today here in central Iowa. That's at 158. And if you're busy today, the next one is coming at in the year 2044. That's the next one. That's in Canada. 2 years later in Northern California is the path, but 2048.
2048, Wicket. You'll be retired or dead.
One of the two. 2048, the path of totality runs from the southwest corner of Iowa to the northeast corner of Iowa. The hot spot. Get yourself set with Airbnbs now. 2048, Des Moines will be the very center of the eclipse. So tell your Alexa to remind you in 2048 to rent out your house.
I mean, or you can buy, you can purchase a property today.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And pay like a little over.
Pay like $12 a month for the next 20 some years.
Pay a little over your mortgage, because if you get a 30-year mortgage, you can pay that off in 24 years, and then it's going to be all profit.
Yeah, buy a spot somewhere in central Iowa before more stuff gets built up.
The cheapest property you can find.
Seriously.
Right now.
And in 24 years, yeah, you'll be able to rent that out for $1,000 an hour, yeah, or whatever you need to do.
A multifamily unit.
Maybe my house will be paid off by then. Right. I'll be close. I'll be real close to having my house paid off by then.
Congratulations. And you will either be retired or dead.
What is?
So we'll see what happens.
158 today. Look up at the sky.
Can't
with your glasses.
Wait. I'm on the edge of my seat for the next 24 years. Morning Brews brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com, right there on Thomas Beck Road. I don't know if you know how this works, but I don't pay for stuff.
What's up, Johnston?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.